Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made on a beautiful Saturday to give God glory and praise. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. This morning, I want to say a prayer, praise God, a short prayer that somebody needs today. And the days that we are facing every day, somebody wants to hear a prayer. Somebody looking for a word to encourage them. And I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, because He is the Word. And I thank God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us to come to see this beautiful day that you bless us with. Father, we thank you for everything you are to us today. Thank you for all the Bible believers who believe in your word, who trust you, who rely on you every day. Lord, we thank you because we need your strength. We need your mercy. We need your grace. Father, thank you for being the God that you are, for you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Lord, for this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. Lord, this is your ministry, and we thank you for allowing us to listen to what you have to say to us. Thank you, Father, for being the God that you are. Our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, He is our Heavenly Father, and we thank Him because we are His children. Every time, every day, the Lord always gives us a daily bread. He uses who He can, praise God, to bring forth the Word of God. I thank God for every man and woman who present themselves in the presence of God, who present the Word of God. And ministries are different. Ministry don't have to be behind a podium. Ministry is when people walk up and down the street and get to someone and say, you know, God loves you. Can I pray with you? Ministry are very unique in a way God make it unique. Ministry is that when somebody go to a nursing home, that's their ministry. Ministry is everything that God created to be, to carry out. And the main thing is to carry out the Word of God. So I truly thank God for His Word this morning. Thank God for being the God that He is to us. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm going into the book, and I thank God for this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm going into the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And I'm going to start reading, praise God, when Jehoshaphat realized what happened. And you all know the story, what happened to Jehoshaphat at the time of when he really needed God, when he was surrounded and going to be conquered by the enemy. But I thank God that Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast to bring forth deliverance and what he needs from God. He proclaimed a fast so he could defeat the enemy, but most of all, he would proclaim a fast so that God will give him the strength that he needs in this hour. Praise God. And now today, we need that time with God, but we need to proclaim a fast. Praise God, to overpower our enemy because of the thing that's going on around the world. Praise God, in our country, in other countries, praise God. We are facing a lot of devastation, chaotic in the world we are living in. But while we as a body of believers We trust in God. We got to learn how to consecrate ourselves in prayer and fasting in the days to come. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And this is what happened to Jehoshaphat. He received a news, and this was it said, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is, and y'all excuse me if I don't pronounce the word correctly. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God, our Father, art not thou God in heaven? See, Jehoshaphat was saying a prayer when he heard the disturbing news that they were coming against him. A multitude, the enemy, was ready to overtake Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat's heart was troubled. And I know now today, some of you are going through a great persecution. Some of you are going through some great trial. Some of you, praise God, don't know if you're coming out. You don't know which way to go. You don't know how you're going to come forth ever before. But one thing about it, God is hope. Jesus Christ is hope. And one thing about it, you're not alone when you got Jesus is on your side. But Jehoshaphat realized he got to trust God more than what he expected. When he got that news, and what the enemy was about to do to overpower them, Jehoshaphat came into that place, in the place where he needed to be with God. He came into that place knowing that, God, I need your help. And that's like us today, when we are overpowered, when we are overwhelmed, praise God, we, like I said, we see that we don't know which way to turn. We don't know how we're going to come out, but the answer is God himself. When we come to that place, when our mind is set-minded, realize that we got a Father who sees all things and know what the enemy is about to do. We got to turn our eyes away from the situation and turn our eyes to God, because God is the answer. Jehoshaphat came to God with a prayer in the time that he was in trouble, when he had been persecuted by the enemy. But thank God for Jesus Christ that Jehoshaphat know God. And that's it. We got to know God. We need to know our Heavenly Father. We got to know him more than ever before. We need to trust God. We need to be in our closet. Every day when you possibly can, be in your closet, be in a place where you have your prayer. Yes, you are in the Father. Have your prayer with him. Excuse me. Thank God for Jesus. We need to trust God every step of the way, because God is the answer that we need. And Jehoshaphat said the prayer, and Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are not your God in heaven? and rules not you over all the kingdom of the heathen? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this earth? And in your hand there is not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Are not you our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell therein, and have built you a sanctuary therein for your name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as a sword judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in your presence, for your name is in this house, and cry unto you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. And now, behold, the children of the Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. And then he said, look, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that come against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon you. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, the prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed to God. And don't you know God said, be still and know that I am God? God is the same God. He that same God, what he did for Jehoshaphat, he that same God, what he can do for us. All we got to do is trust God of the prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed. And did you not know that God came to rescue Jehoshaphat? God took care of Jehoshaphat's enemy. Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight the war. God fought the war. I'm saying this morning. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. That God, what he did for Jehoshaphat, he'll do it for you. As long as you trust in God, God will take care of your enemies. He will conquer your enemy. All you got to do is trust God. Today, my brothers and sisters, don't let the enemy shake your spirit. Put the word of God on the enemy and trust God and believe in God. And God say, be still and know that I am God. So may the mercy of God be upon you as today on this beautiful Saturday. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. And remember, God loves you. God bless you and have a great Saturday.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.